we now come to the next segment, which is a story that that Veronica's done about River Cruise Line UniWorld, which has introduced daily tours on the Rhine-Main River between Munich and Cologne. And they give an in-depth insight into the Jewish heritage in Germany. Veronica Matheson talked to UniWorld's Nola Melamed about the new Jewish heritage tour options, but we'll go straight to that interview.
Nola, it really is unusual to find a European river cruise that also offers an in-depth insight into the Jewish heritage. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, with UniWorld, we offer so many exclusive excursions and themed cruises, and we're always looking to innovate our product to offer our guests, and many repeat travellers actually come back to UniWorld, so to offer them something different. And this part of Germany, and Bavaria more specifically, has such a rich Jewish history and cultural heritage that it's really something that we've developed to offer something different and new to our guests.
Had you had some requests for that sort of tour?
Yes, we normally do develop our programs based on feedback, guest requests, and also just to keep things interesting and innovative.
So, I mean, I was very surprised to find so much Jewish heritage in that region.
Well, I guess with World War II and the Nazi regime, there is a very, very interesting history that that took place in Germany, and many people are interested to, I guess, preserve the memory and to learn about the history of this area because it was such an impactful time.
So I was surprised that, you know, so much of it had been preserved.
Yes, and I mean, I guess things from the concentration camp in Dachau, which is something really moving and quite unique for guests who may not either have a Jewish background or do have a Jewish background, may have family from there or have experienced or learned about the Holocaust. It's a chance to really not experience it firsthand because nobody ever can, but, you know, pay homage to those people that did lose their lives and experience a little bit about the history.
Those concentration camps, I mean, they really are quite chilling. I've been to Auschwitz, but certainly not to the ones that you visit.
No, I think any visit to any concentration camp or former ghetto is quite a moving experience, and giving guests that opportunity, you know, when they are in Munich is something quite special.
And Munich, there's quite a few. You stay there a few days, don't you, on the cruise?
Yeah, so we have two nights pre-cruise in Munich, and the first day is an arrival day, but on the second day there's a choice of three different excursions. So we've got we're visiting the fairy tale Bavaria and the castle Neuschwanstein, which, you know, many people see in images that are along the river of Germany, really. And then we also are offering an excursion to Hitler's Alpine Lair, which I believe has the most stunning scenery, views, like open views of the mountains. And that's where Hitler spent his time during the Third Reich.
That's right, and the Eagle's Nest and Eva Braun and Himmler and...
Correct. And his foreign diplomats there as well. So it's, I guess it's part of the history, not so much the Jewish insight focus, but it is part of that German history of the era as well.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, it's the story, really, isn't it?
It is. And then we also have in Munich, on the second day, guests, you know, many people haven't been to Munich yet, and they can do a city tour with lunch at a Hofbrauhaus and taste the German beer and visit BMW World, which is always nice for those car enthusiasts. And then we also have a visit to the Jewish Synagogue and Museum in Munich as well.
You seem to have sort of a Jewish heritage theme every day, but you don't necessarily have to go on those because you can mix and match, really, can't you?
Correct. We offer a range of excursions, something that's really popular given, I guess, the demographic of river cruising is changing and also becoming that bit younger are the active excursions. People want to still look after their health and wellness while cruising. So we've got bike rides along the river. We've got hikes and a barbecue in vineyards along the river as well, and walks and active experience as well.
And also, as you say, every day you go somewhere different.
Correct. So you cruise mainly at night once you've boarded the ship, of course. And every day you're in port, so there's a choice of excursions every day, and you get to experience these smaller little towns along the river that you may not visit otherwise if you were doing a city hop kind of European tour or travelling alone.
I know river cruising is very, very different. And for a lot of people, they discover that and they don't want to do anything else.
Correct. It's an unbelievable way to travel. You unpack once and, you know, there's that convenience of just having, you can nest in your cabin, really, in the sense that you unpack once and you come home to the ship every day. And when I say home, our staff on board make it feel like home. So you go out on your day's excursions and you come back and they're there to welcome you. So you do feel like you're coming back to somewhere comfortable, and it is a floating boutique hotel.
Now, when you leave Munich, you go on to Nuremberg, is that right?
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
And there, I mean, you can, if you want to, go to the courtroom 600, where the famed Nuremberg trials took place.
Yeah, it's, that's a very interesting excursion. It's one that we actually do include on other itineraries, but I guess on this itinerary there is, you know, that continued focus of the trials and the prosecution of the prominent members of the Nazi Germany and
That's
war
right.
crimes in general as well.
And I guess a lot of people would just like to, I mean, you don't have to be Jewish. I mean, there would be so many people who would like to see for themselves and know what really went on.
Of course, I think there's a wider interest, you know, generally, and it's not something that, you know, Jewish people only want the Jews to remember.
Yeah.
It's something that's a lot wider and broader, and people do have interest in history and, you know, other bits and pieces, which makes this such a wonderful program for them too.
Actually seeing it makes such a difference.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Seeing anything firsthand, I guess, really, you know, gives you that understanding and that deeper learning.
And now you go to Rothenburg, you know, the lovely sort of medieval villages.
So Rothenburg's a bit of a fairy tale town. I haven't been there personally, but I believe it's really, really magnificent. It's got the best preserved walls and half-timbered houses. Mm-hmm. And quite a little charming and quaint streets to walk along and shop in as well.
All that area, it's sort of a wine-growing region, isn't it?
So along the river there's a lot of small vineyards. If I'm not mistaken, the area's known for its Rieslings.
Mm-hmm. So, as you say, you can go to a sort of a little bar in town. You don't necessarily have to eat on the ship all the time.
Well, the cruise itself is all inclusive, so you do have all your meals, all your beverages, including alcohol, and your excursions, etc., all included in the cruise fare. But, you know, in the day, if you don't want to come back to the ship for lunch, you can stay in town. And just a little personal experience, I was in Würzburg a couple years ago, and we'd actually disembarked further down the river. We were driven by coach to Würzburg, and then we were waiting for the ship to re-embark, and we found this beautiful little bar that was along the bridge of the river, and you just went and hired your glass from them, and they filled it up with wine, and you could just stand along the bridge and watch, you know, the ships and other boats, transport boats, come along the river and just enjoy a glass of wine. And it was a very, very special and European thing to do, really.
And that's what travel is all about, isn't it? Those little extra experiences that you don't expect, they come along and you really enjoy them and you remember them too.
Correct. It's all those new experiences and all these special things that you do get to experience. And I guess with UniWorld as well, we have these exclusive excursions, be it the Go Active bike riding or hikes or a walking discovery tour with a village day component. These are all unique experiences that, you know, traveling alone, we may not get to partake in, whereas here they're especially curated, you know, for our guests to give them that little something extra.
And you actually carry the bicycles on board, don't you? So you don't have to go and bring your own.
We have, you can't really call it a fleet of bicycles, but I'm not sure what they are called, but we do have bicycles on board which are there also for complimentary use for our guests as well. So should they wish just to take a bike and go for a ride on their own, they're also more than welcome to do that.
And a lot of people take up that option, do they?
Yes, more and more. You have to pedal and cycle.
You have to, well, that's a very good way to go, because on board you'd be having such great meals. You'd want to sort of have a little bit of exercise.
Correct. The food on board our ships really is something special, and it always does help to do a bit of exercise, you know, on the side. But our food, we follow a farm-to-table philosophy with fresh cuisine. We don't pre-prepare our food and bring it on board. Everything's prepared by the chefs on board, sourced from local suppliers, picking up bits and pieces from the local markets and freshly prepared. We have pastry chefs on board. We bake our own bread. And the cuisine is something that is, maybe we don't talk about enough, but it is something really unforgettable.
Makes sense, doesn't it, to sort of use the regional product?
Correct. And they design the menus so that our guests are getting a flavour of you know, the areas that they're cruising through. Mm-hmm. So it might be German delicacies and treats, you know. This is a bad example for this particular itinerary, but we went through the Black Forest and dessert was Black Forest cake.
Yum.
And those small little touches,
yes,
which remind our guests that they are in Europe, even
That's
though they're
right.
on board a ship.
So if people want to know more, they can go to the UniWorld website.
Visit our website, which is uniworld.com.
You heard her there. That was Nola Melamed of UniWorld discussing Jewish Heritage River Cruises with Veronica Matheson.